Hello, everybody. It's me, your best friend. There's no explanation on why I disappeared for 2 weeks. I didn't post any episodes for like 2 weeks. I'm sorry, okay? I've been depressed. No. Okay, I have an explanation. First of all, I was waiting for my new mic to, arrive, and then it did. And right now, because I love you guys, I'm actually using my new mic, and it's like stinking expensive. So you're welcome. I expect thank yous. Yeah. So I got a new mic. It sounds amazing, and I mean, it's worth the money. That's the goal, right? So, I haven't been posting episodes for 2 weeks and I feel a little bit shitty, but most of it, I'm kind of fine. I'm just, some people have been asking, like, oh, why are you not posting episodes? When is the new episode coming? Like, calm down. I'm having, like, the worst time of my life, and you're asking me for more episodes. Like, calm your tits, come on. So, as you can tell, it's my amazing rock bottom phase. Well, not right now. Right now, I'm feeling quite okay. So, I don't know, for a few weeks, I was feeling absolutely down, and I can't do anything, I can't get up, and I just don't want to do anything, don't want to get up and breathe every day for, I don't know, 3 weeks, a month even. So I was feeling that kind of burden towards myself, and I just don't want to exist every day. Do you ever feel like that? Like, it's so frustrating. Like, I have to get up and I have to do something, but I just can't. Like, my brain doesn't want to move my body. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I've been like that for, before for a few weeks, and now I'm feeling better, so hence the new episode. If I'm not, then no more episodes, I swear to God. So yeah, lately I've been feeling down. I've had quite a few rock bottom phases in my life, but this particular one was one of the worst. I think by far it's the worst rock bottom phase I've ever had my entire life. It's like I'm super aware that I'm growing up, and that bums me out. So, because I'm closer to not being a teenager anymore, so I feel that kind of burden and I feel like shit, like I'm gonna be a different person, more mature and more, I don't know, like grown up version of myself, and I can never accept that because in my mind I still think that I'm 16 years old, I feel like I'm still living in 2019. Like, do you feel that? Like, oh my God, it's just overwhelming. Like, and it took me some time to realize that I'm stuck. I wouldn't. Okay, fine. I'm like stuck in the past. Like, I hate to realize that, and I hate to notice that I'm in a big, deep rut because of that. So yeah, I feel like I'm mentally stuck in 2019, which means that I would be 16. I feel like I've always been my 16-year-old self, and it's excruciating because I'm so close to not being 16 anymore. I'm closer to being 20 than anything. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I just had this realization that I've been 16 for 3 years until now. And I feel like the more I realized of it, the more I want to stay in it, stay in that 2019 phase, and everything's so, I don't know, calm and kiddish and easy. It's not easy, but it's easier than this, obviously. And before, well, even now, I just wanted to sleep, get some rest, get that beautiful 8 hours of sleep. But it's just so hard. Like, I don't get it. Like, do I need to take medications to sleep? Like, that's for me, like, next level of messed up. And sleeping is hard, but waking up is even harder. I just end up waking up at noon and wasted my whole morning. And the fact that before I went into this big rut, I used to love mornings. I used to wake up at, I don't know, 6 in the morning and make breakfast and have a good run and watch like good educational videos. I'm just kidding. I don't know, watch Netflix in the morning or something, like read or something, do fun stuff. Like, I don't know what happened to me. The more I grow up, the more I don't want to live. You know what I was saying? It's depressing to say, but that's the reality of a teenager, I think everybody feels the same when they're a teenager. I'm a teenager, it's valid to feel this way. Okay, so yeah, it just feels like I'm stuck in the moment, in the past. I'm not sure, but I'm just stuck. Like, I'm having a mental block. Like, I can't think of productive things to do or make my body move and wake up and stand up or do something, I don't know. It's just been like that. And I've been absolutely doing possibly everything to forget my problems. But the thing is, at the moment, I didn't even think that I had problems, It's just that, oh, I'm, as you all know, or not, probably don't, you probably don't know, I started a small, like, business, quote unquote. It's not really a business, I don't know, it's just for fun. And yeah, I just started that out of nowhere. And then I started painting again, and then I started reading again, which is good. And I just keep doing these things because I had my semester break, so I had like plenty of time for myself. And most people in my house are out, so I'm kind of like alone most of the time. It's just kind of funny, I'm surrounded by so many people, but I feel so alone. It's not bad to feel alone, but that alone feeling, it most likely feels lonely, And feeling lonely is one of the worst feelings in the whole wide world for me. It's like a fear, I don't know, something like that. So yeah, I've been keeping myself busy over a lot of things. Like, I'm trying to do a lot of things that I don't even enjoy fully, And like, I wonder, like, why do I do that? It's just kind of funny because I never knew that that was the problem, So I just kept wanting to do absolutely everything that I ever wanted to do because I'm so close to turning to a new age. So, like, last December, last year, I was doing possibly everything that I ever wanted to do. And I just, at the same time, I just forget all of my problems, sitting in the back of my mind, just unresolved. But they're so unconscious that I don't even realize that I had them until I stopped doing everything all at once and just, I don't know, focus on myself. Like, just sit down on my bed and think, why am I doing these stuff? Why am I exhausting myself every day? What am I trying to satisfy, you know? I wasn't even satisfying anything at all. I was just tiring myself. And it's crazy to think that that's what I need at the moment. I've always done terrible things to myself and be hard on myself because I think that I'm failing in life when I'm completely fine, you know? I'm completely fine with the way I'm living. It's just that I can't accept it. And because of that, I could hurt other people along the way. So after I realized these shitty things that I'm doing to myself, I completely shut everybody out and the world out. I left social media, whatever, and I stopped posting, so hence why I didn't post a new episode. So please understand that I am still absolutely fucked up. So yeah, and then I deactivated my Instagram account and I stopped posting on TikTok, and my friends texted me, you know, like, I want to hang out with you, blah blah blah. I didn't reply to them. I just like see their messages, which is shitty, but I do that so many times that it became like a routine. And this kind of routine is the one that I would say to them, you know what, if you want to leave me, it's fine. And it's bad for them too, for me to say those things, because they are genuine people and they genuinely want to be friends with me. And I give them this treatment because I just want to let go of everything if they don't want to be with me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what? I keep saying that a lot, and I just realized that when I re-listen to my old episodes. Yes, I do that because I get insecure of my voice and I don't know, like, stupid things I say sometimes. And it's just, oh, it's so cringy. How can you guys listen to me? You know what? I talk about this in every episode ever, I swear. So, yeah, I've been neglecting talking to everybody. Neglecting work and hanging out with friends. And even replying to their text is so exhausting. Like, people in general just, like, drain me out. Like, I get it. Like, the lonely feeling sucks. But I prefer that over talking to people. Ultimately, that's why I like talking to you guys. Because you guys listen to me. And I don't have to respond. And I don't have to listen to you talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people just love talking to themselves. Talking about themselves to other people. And you know when you're having a conversation and you're talking about yourself, and the other person that you're talking to cuts your conversation with them, and then you're just like, shut up, I want to talk about myself. So you are only here to listen to me. You know, you know what I'm saying? I feel like in every conversation ever, I'm always like that. Even though, like, their life is interesting, I just want them to know that I'm interesting too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm more interesting than you. Is it narcissism? Is it narcissistic? Am I narcissistic? Yes, absolutely. But like, yeah, I feel like everybody's like that. Everybody's like that. I'm hoping that everybody's like that. And it is normal. Anyways, so one of the reasons that I haven't really talked to people is I think, and I'm pretty sure, that I'm annoying them most of the time. Like, you know, in this absolute rock bottom phase of mine, I have never felt this insecure my whole life. It's crazy because I'm the kind of person that don't get insecurities that much, because I just, like, generally do not give a shit about anything at all. So I've reached this extreme level of insecurity. I don't want to talk to people at all. And looking back to what I did to people, what I say to people, it's so cringy, you know? Like, I don't get much sleep, so most of the time, my thoughts just kept me awake. Like, those embarrassing things that you did in public, or you know, those things that you say to people before, I just kept having those flashbacks. And I just realized that I am the most annoying person in the whole wide world. And I feel like if I were a friend of mine, I would definitely leave me. Like, please shut up, you know? I just want to say to myself, if I was a person who is not me, if I was a friend of myself, I would just like, dude, like, shut up, please. Stop talking. Why are you so cringy? Why are you so corny? And I don't even realize the things that I say to people. They just like, my words just come out because being an unrelated, being an ENFP just sucks, okay? That's what being an ENFP is all about. You don't think before you say. Yeah. And before, I mean, still, you know, words of affirmation doesn't is like the lowest one in my love language chart. Not that you guys give a shit, but like it's important. Okay, listen. So yeah, that's the lowest in my in the chart. So I don't get complimented a lot when I was younger, mainly because when I was small, I was really ugly. So people don't just like go around saying, "God, you're so pretty. You're so cute. I'm inspired by your life. You're so smart," whatever. I don't get those when I was smaller. So now, I don't know, quote unquote, I don't know, puberty hit me, whatever, you know, those things that you guys say. I don't know. I got more presentable. Year by year, you know? So I get a not trying to be cocky, okay? I get a lot of like compliments saying I'm pretty or people want to be me or want my life or whatever. And at the same time I like it, but most of the time like I knew for a fact that they're lying at some point, you know, when the compliments are just too good that you don't even believe them. So, I mean, I've always been like that my whole life. But before, you know, when quote unquote, I didn't get hit by puberty yet, I didn't get that much. And I get teased a lot for being ugly before. So now, when I get those compliments, it just doesn't feel genuine, especially when it comes from my friends, you know, or my family. These people that I see every day, see my face every day, you know? Especially when I'm breaking out like hell right now. I'm breaking out so bad. And they just say, kept saying that. Kept complimenting me like I don't know, in their eyes I am presentable, you know? And I just like get super confused. What are you seeing in me? Like, do you not see the way that I see myself in the mirror, like, or in cameras? I look so ugly in cameras, like, what the frick? Like, how can people look at me every day, especially my friends? Like, how can you guys tolerate with me? I know it's out of my control, sort of, but like me breaking out and shit, that's 50% in my control. But yeah, like I don't get it. What do you see in me? Why do you compliment me? Yeah, that was what I was feeling. When I had this phase before, I'm all better now. I'm all better now. Clasping my hand. Yeah, just before it was crazy because I couldn't have never thought that I would reach that level of insecurity. Like I would shrivel myself and hug myself every night. Just, it's okay, like I don't want to go out. I don't want to talk to people. I'm so ugly. I can't do anything. I'm so fat, whatever. Like that kind of insecurity about my body, about my face, and my talents, my skills, and what I can do and what I cannot. It's just, it overpowers my whole way of thinking, and I just cannot get up because of that, you know? Because of my extreme level of insecurity, and it's just crazy that I got that so young, you know? And I just like kept wondering what would I think when I grow up, would it be worse? How could that happen to me, you know, as a person who is generally quite confident with myself, I could reach that level of insecurity that I would not get out of my room at all, even to see my family. Because, yeah, those kinds of things. So I don't like talking to people in real life. Like, stop texting me, stop calling me. I just want to be alone. So yeah, I like talking to strangers because they don't know anything about me. Also, when I was in this deep rock bottom phase, I went on let's just say medias, wait, how do you say it? Social medias, apps that where I would talk to strangers online. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. So I spent time talking to these strangers and having hollow conversations with them. And at some point out of my rock bottom phase, like in the middle of it, I had this huge realization, like, what am I doing this for? And then I just kind of felt embarrassed for myself. Like, why do I do these things to myself? What kind of connection am I looking for? Like, why can't I have this whole deep conversations with other people? Not even deep, like small talks and this how was your day conversations with my close friends too. Like, what am I seeking in the strangers? I'm just so sick of myself, just wanting to have something to talk about, like something new, you know what I'm saying? Like those start of talking stages, like in friendships or relationships or whatever. It just feels kind of nice. I mean, I'm not one with small talks. I don't really enjoy it, but like I love talking about middles, like there's like a range of conversations with people. So there's this small talks and then the middle of it, like in the middle of talking stage and small talks. Yeah, I like that range. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't prefer like deep conversations with obviously with people that I've just met, but I so hate small talks with strangers. So if they start with like how are you, I would be like, okay, so what do you like most, what's your favorite planet, I don't know, something corny like that, you know what I'm saying? Like I just want to test people out of their normal conversations. I feel like I wanna be that special someone to everybody I meet. You know what I'm saying? I wanna be different. I wanna be quirky, you know? I just wanna be like a perfectly different person for them, like from anybody they've ever met, you know? I wanna be somebody that they would remember. Even in strangers, like it's so bad for me to try to display different characters of myself that I don't even recognize. Like sometimes I would just show this side of me and I would like rethink, like, is this really me? Like, what am I faking myself? Like, at some point I just had some kind of revelation, like, what am I doing this for? Who am I doing this for? Like, why do I keep trying to please people that I don't even know at all about their lives? It's just, it's crazy that I care so much about these strangers that I will probably never speak again a minute after, you know, a day after or whatever. So yeah, I've been trying to please everybody. I'm not saying that I'm much of a people pleaser, but okay, fine. I think I kind of have that savior complex of a person. And it feels kind of nice, you know, having people like you for being significant, for being different, for being this somebody that they've never met. It's a good feeling, especially when you think that about yourself. Okay, now I just sound pathetic. I'm not pathetic. Yeah, it's just, you know, if you're feeling those rock, you will have those rock bottom phases, and it will actually help you realize a lot of things. You know, like those feelings when you have realizations, like those post realization feelings. Oh my god, it's shocking, it's uncomfortable, but it's amazing at the same time. And I love to keep having those, you know. So then I just wanted to come up with like a solution. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, why am I having this rock bottom phase? Like, why am I treating myself this way, and why I can't just get up and do something? Like, why? So there's this thing, you know, what keeps you going in life is your dreams, your goals, your passions, whatever. So, you know, I mentioned that I did possibly everything that I ever wanted to do, but it didn't spark any kind of interest or passion in me that keeps me wanting to wake up early in the morning and actually be productive throughout the day. So I don't have that passion, you know? And I was in my semester break, by the way, so I had a lot of time for myself, as I mentioned before. So I was painting, I was watching my favorite shows, I was, you know, crocheting, knitting, whatever. And I was doing those things, you know, what I thought were my passions. But those are just my hobbies. Like, I like doing them, but I don't think that I want to pursue that my whole life, you know. So these passion, these so-called like goals, and the thing that keeps us, the drive that keeps us going in our daily life, I don't know what my passion was. And at the near end of my rock bottom phase, my second semester was starting, so I'm about to start my classes again. So my first thought was, I was really looking forward to it. And it's just crazy. It's crazy that I'm admitting that I like classes, I like college, because I do. And so my sister moved out from our house, thank God, and I get to have her room, which is probably not a big deal, but it's like bigger than mine, much, much bigger than mine. So I was just like content about that. So I was like scrolling through, IKEA, like trying to get new furniture, and kept a like visual image in my mind of how my new bedroom design would be. So I was like scrolling through, and I was thinking, like visualizing whatever, and I was smiling. In context, I was smiling while scrolling and designing because I realized that that was my passion. I like designing. And I know it's like idiotic to say you like designing. Okay, everybody likes designing, I guess. No, it's like even the course that I'm taking right now, I really enjoy it. So that's why I don't know, like mentally blocked, like I'm not having the time of my life before because class was not starting, so I wasn't looking forward into living if I'm not doing something that I'm passionate about. So I really like designing, and the realization is crazy because like I could have never thought that the pathway that I'm choosing right now throughout my life, one of the most crucial choice, throughout my whole life course, is something that I actually enjoy doing and that I actually look forward to doing for the rest of my life. So that was my passion, designing interior design, designing rooms, designing things like slides or websites or curating my Spotify playlists, whatever, like those kinds of, I don't know, every kind of aspects of designing in general, in a whole total. So yeah, and then I was smiling throughout the whole process of choosing furniture, and have that amazing, overwhelming, scary realization of holy shit, I like designing. It's what I'm passionate about. So class was starting again, and I was super excited, and I feel motivated to get up and actually wake up at 6 in the morning again. I'm just kidding, I woke up at earliest 9 or 10. I'm still working on it, okay? Please don't judge me. So yeah, so now I'm actually in my new room right now, and I've designed it the way that I would have loved my room to be. Because before I really hated my room, I would put posters and then just scrape them all down and rearrange my furnitures every 2 weeks. Like it was crazy. Like I want to stomp myself and hug myself. Literally. So now I'm just more content of my room, of my life. I feel like those small things, like designing rooms, keeping plans. I've been keeping a lot of plans lately, so I'm a plant mommy now. I mean, I was before, and then I killed all of my plants unintentionally, okay? I'm not a murderer. So now I'm back to being a plant mommy, and I realized that it makes me happy too, caring for some things that are alive, plants are alive, obviously, everyone knows that. Yeah, so that's what have been like missing throughout my quote unquote rock bottom phase. I wasn't doing things that I'm passionate about. I mean, sure, I really like drawing and baking and crocheting, but those are more like my hobbies. They're not like my goals. Like, I'm not looking forward to be a professional artist as a career for the rest of my life, So those are just like my after class activities that I like doing, So yeah, now I'm back on track. I'm healthier. I exercise for the first time in 4 months. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. I have not been exercising before. So now I am. And it's just funny because because I've always loved running. It's always been something that I love doing. Like, I'm happy when I'm running. I actually like running. And I feel like everybody should have that one sport, that one activity, that make you guys sweat, that you guys enjoy. Like, have that one thing that keeps you healthy, that keeps your body moving, that you enjoy at the same time. It's like a win-win situation. You get healthier, you get fitter, and you get happier too at the same time. So yeah, I've been waking up earlier than usual and actually do my work, make lists, and just have very good healthy breakfast because I really, really love breakfast. Who doesn't love breakfast? Come on. So yeah, I feel like when you're going through your rock bottom phase, which you are going to have quite a lot in your life, just let it happen. If you want to lay in bed for the whole day and watch TikToks, just let it happen. You will decide yourself when to get up and change something, change everything about your life. Just take your time. Like, it's fine. It's not a necessity for you to do productive things on a daily, like every day. You just need to like chill out. Existing is hard enough. Like, and having to live your life is another step forward to it being difficult, to life being difficult. So if you wanna watch Netflix all day, it's fine. If you wanna wallow for a whole week, it's absolutely fine. Have that rock bottom phase. Have that depressing, pathetic, punch yourself in the face kind of phase. So yeah, have that because I've had that too, and the outcome will be absolutely refreshing. Like, you see the sky more bluer, bluer, bluer every day after, post rock bottom phase feelings. So yeah, have that because the outcome is amazing. And I just want to advise to you guys all to calm down. You need to calm down because life is not going anywhere. You're going somewhere, you're going everywhere. And it's your fate, it's your decision to make a choice to get up or not, to eat healthy or not. I mean, yeah, just take your time. It's completely fine. Also, very unrelated, but I rewatch the Hunger Games series and holy cow, it's amazing. Like, I've never really like finished them like properly. So I rewatched them and it's amazing. The series is amazing. I love it. Like, I want to rewatch it for 5 times. I don't care. Like, and the first movie is by far, for me, is the best one, but the best soundtrack would be Mockingjay Part 1. Is it Mockingjay? Whatever. Yeah, Part 1. It's amazing. What was that? Whatever. Okay, you guys should watch it. It really cured my depression, I swear to God. So yeah, I've never been happier. I'm just kidding. I'm content. I'm more content right now. And I just, if you guys ever want to talk, just, what helps? Write down in your journal. I do that quite a lot. And I find that talking to your journal, writing down every thought ever is much more releasing and relaxing than talking to another person, you know? Except if the person is your therapist, then maybe it's better to talk to your therapist. Yeah, so journaling really helps to clear my thoughts on my day, every day, you know? I try to journal every day because it's therapeutic. I say that word a lot, by the way, and it is therapeutic. So, yeah. Also, I've been reading. Okay, so I put questions on my past, on most of my episodes, and I read all of your responses. And you guys are so cute. What the frick? Like, I have the best listeners ever. So, I love your responses. So, please respond to every question ever on my past episodes, and I'm gonna put up a question to this episode. So yeah, respond because I love reading to your replies. It makes my day really, really. So yeah. If you ever wanna talk, you can DM me. I really don't mind. Like, I love listening to your trauma dumpings to me. You can text me on Instagram at azy.jpeg. Wow, promoting my Instagram. I'm not promoting. I'm just giving help, you know. I'm giving out help. So yeah, if you guys ever wanna talk or trauma dump me, please trauma dump me because I like being everybody's therapist. It's fun. Also, yeah, have a good day, okay? Drink plenty of water because it will help a lot with your everything. And try to eat healthier, find your passion, and don't be afraid for change. And if you're having your rock bottom phase right now listening to my podcast, it's completely fine to take your time. But if it's taking more than it should be, then I'm not judging, but you know, it's time to get up because we could die. That went really dark. We could die tomorrow. No, it's just that, you know, just don't waste your time with your life. Have a productive life, I guess. So yeah, have a good day, you guys. Stay hydrated and stay safe. Always, always, always stay safe. And stay tuned for more episodes. Goodbye. I love you guys.